Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
And so today, I want to talk to you about a little bit about what's going on in the world and your perspective, my perspective, how we can actually be an overcomer, a massive overcomer. Not, you know, thinking small, but thinking like a champion. Let's all shout it at all champions. Shout, I'm a champion. It feels good. You are. You are what you think you are. If you think you're weak, you'll be weak. If you think you're successful, you'll be successful. If you think that the devil is actually going to shut down the world that you live in, then you're always going to be jacked up with fear. I talked about it Tuesday night a little bit, and I'll preach this Tuesday night as well, but I started talking about what God was speaking to me, which is the God of the comeback. In other words, you can have this God of the comeback show up real in your life, and you start making progress during this time, or you can be jacked up in fear, and you can tell the difference even when you're walking down the street. All the time, because the people that listen too much to the world, they're, COVID's going to get me, COVID's going to get me. And I know a lot of people that's gotten COVID, and it didn't get them. And I know a lot of people that are afraid and walking in fear, and then other people that are saying, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And I'm going to enjoy my life right now instead of being messed up. I had the opportunity to be on the biggest network in South Africa this week, and when I was actually going to tape it in a different part of Florida, it was about a 2.5-hour drive, and I just felt the Lord dealing with me to go to Quick Trip and get Oreos, Cheetos, Doritos. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some Red Bull. We are going to go on a road trip. And so Nicole's in there with me, and so I'm pumping the gas, right, because Nicole won't do that. And I'm pumping the gas, and then I walk over, and when I'm walking to the door to go in, about the same time, there's another guy coming. But he was just a smidge ahead of me, and I was just going to be a gentleman and just let him go. And so I went, and he looked at me like this and then goes, I see what you're doing. You want me to put my hands on the disease-ridden door so you don't have to. And I did this. I just started laughing because I said I was just trying to be nice. I would lick the door handle. It doesn't scare me, okay? Because this guy obviously was just freaked out about what is going on in the world. And may I tell you that that's a bad way. If I was going to die of COVID or I was going to die, only die one time. Die the time that you die. Don't die a million deaths thinking in fear about what is going to happen to you. The boogeyman's not going to get you. I mean, wear your mask. I assumed you guys were washing your hands prior to all this, but wash your hands, use hand sanitizer. But most of all, know this. The Bible said some trust in chariots, but some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So I want to talk about that today. And we pick up in chapter 5. It says, the Philistines took the Ark of God and they brought it to Ebenezer of Ashdod. And when the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon. I want to talk about the Ark for just a minute. There was this box back in the day because God couldn't be around his people and he wanted to be there really bad. But he couldn't because of the sin of the people separated, because we're all still sinners, right? Jesus hadn't died yet, so he couldn't be in us or with us. So, but he did want to be around the people of God, so they put him in a big box. The power of God was in this box. 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet, 1.5 feet up, overlaid in gold, these golden cherubims, fire, literal fire would shoot out of it. Not hooked up to propane or anything. It was a supernatural box. It was the Ark of the Covenant. So these guys stole it. They had a bright idea because they knew the blessing was in the box. And when the box got into the town, the chickens laid triple eggs and multiplication happened. True fact, all these great things happened. And these jokers steal it and they take it because they thought, this is really cool. We'll put this in the room with our God. They had a God named Dagon and they had the God sitting up on this platform and they put in our God in the box. And then the Bible says in the next day they came in and their God had fallen over on his face. How many of y'all hate that when your God does that? It's like, man, I got to prop up my God, which in a way is what is happening in the world system right now. People have the God of this world, the God of what they're used to. And things are a little weird right now. And part of it is God is recalibrating, not causing disease, but allowing disease because he sees different than we do. Remember, God said this. He said, we see through a glass darkly. Come on, Weldon, Florida. Shout that with me. We see
through a glass darkly.
In other words, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He gets the big picture. He knows it's not good for you now if we don't deal with this. In other words, people say this. They say, man, I'm going through hell. God goes, no, 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 no. That's hell. Look at that. That's hell. That's forever. Eternity ad infinitum. That's hell. I'm going through hell. My internet's slow. Postmates won't show up. My Uber's late. This is hell. No, that's hell. See what I'm saying right now? And so the enemy can so desensitize you to thinking that something is something that it's not. And so God will recalibrate and go, there's only one God. My name is God, and I will have no other gods before us. I'm good with football, but it can't be a God. I'm good with money, but it can't be a God. I'm good with sex. I made it, but it can't be a God. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. So then the whole thing got cattywampus, and God's got to go, hey, I don't want you to spend eternity in hell, so I will allow you to go through a season of what you think is hell, but it's really not hell because you're just watching Netflix, ordering Postmates while the government's sending you a check. Yes, your kids are still at home, and that is a form of hell, but God created sex, and you're the one who did it without protection, and now you got five kids up in this house. Somebody ought to help me right now. It ain't God's fault. You got kids. I hate it. I'm babysitting. Know your parenting. I went to home school. I can't read well, but they've gotten better over the years. But so life is what you make it. You can go down for the count, or you can put on your gloves like Buster did and say, you know what, Mike Tyson? Today's the day that you're going down because I'm doing this for my mom. And I want to let you know that this is the only life you got. Don't let them steal it from you. Rise up. Be bold. Enjoy your life. And if you're going to die, and you are, die one time. But don't die 1,000 times. Take heed what you hear. Don't listen to that mess. You go nuts in a Quick Trip. I see what you're doing. Not going to get me to touch that disease-ridden floor. Dude, I'm just going in there to buy some Red Bull, some Cheetos and Doritos and Fritos and Oreos, anything with an O. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. Don't lose your mind. So they took the Ark of God, and now their God falls to the ground. Let's pick it up. Chapter 3, it says, the people of Ashdod arose early in the morning. And there was Dagon, their god, fallen on his face to the earth before the ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and set him up again. And when they arose early the next morning, oop, I did it again. There, Dagon has fallen on his face to the ground. But this time, his head fell off and his palms fell off, his hands, and his legs was broken. So there wasn't nothing but a torso. The prophetic meaning of this right now to you is the head of the system has been cut off. And the government and the world system and science and whatever, their hands have been cut off. Their feet have been cut off. But the Bible said, look to the Lord. He said, for my hand is not shortened that I cannot reach down from my holy habitation and pull you up out of divorce. He did that for me. Pull you up out of financial trouble. He did that for me. Pull you up out of pain and heartache when your mom rejected you. He did that for me. Pull me up out of the miry clay when my dad died at 56 years old. I'm telling you, there is one God. He is a true and living God, and you don't have to prop him up. He will prop you up, and he'll bring the sun up every morning, and he'll set it down every night. You got to trust this God. Stop listening to the news and start listening to the good news. Pull yourself up and have a knockout blow to the devil because this system's head has been taken off. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise him. I know Florida's with me. I love you, fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Can't nobody mess with Muhammad Ali. All right. The head was broken off of the threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left. Verse 6 says, but the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod. And he ravaged them and struck them with tumors. I want to clear this up for everybody. God does not strike people with tumors, okay? The devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. God said, I've come that you might have life. So what's that mean? When interpreting the Bible, when they interpret it, it's not causative, it's permissive. Like on a hairdryer. Today, if you go home and you check out your hairdryer, there's a tag on the end of the hairdryer somewhere in there, and it says, do not take a bath with this hairdryer or you will die. You will suffer electrocution. Now, we know now that there's a GFI that you put in there, and that kind of puts a little bit of possibility of maybe if that GFI trips, but what if it doesn't?
So what you don't want to do is go home and go, I don't believe that. Give me my knife. Cutting that off. It must not mean that anymore. How many of y'all know you're still going to get electrocuted if you put... Let's go slower for the people at home. Come on. It's a fact. Okay, so God is saying here, when God's power comes into a room, it's not that electricity is bad. Electricity is awesome. But electricity used the wrong way will freak you out. So the power and the presence of God can be a blessing to some, but a curse to others. And the world doesn't know what to do on how to handle the holy or the power of God. Number one, we need to understand that our God's a loving God, our God is a gracious God, our God is a forgiving God, but at the end of the day, our God's still God, and it's still, as bad as it sounds, it's not politically correct, it's still his way or the highway. And that's just not going to change. I mean, I've tried, there's so much of the Bible I don't like. There's like a lot of it in there. I'm like, I tear that out, don't like that. I want to do what I want to do. I don't, but she's like, that's irrelevant. And there's even parts of the Bible that now you can't even preach anymore. I wouldn't be foolish enough to preach that. I read it and believe it, but I can't preach it. I would be charged with a hate crime because God is saying, this doesn't work. And the world's over here going, I don't care that the hairdryer said that. It's your thing, do what you want to do with it. I can't tell you. No, it's not your thing. And no offense against your thing. Candy Isley was up here leading worship a minute ago. There are some of the biggest givers in our church. The church has been paid for by each old thing. Do what you want to do with it. I can't. But I'm here to tell you that it is literally not your thing. It is his thing. And he created us. And we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And when we get to heaven, we won't be judged on what we thought. The hair, I cut that part out. No, the whole book's right. And the only way we get to be right or right standing with God is when we say, God, not my will. Remember, Jesus said this on the cross. Not my will, but thy will be done. Because how many others, never a good day to die on a cross. Let's raise our hands for that just in honor of Jesus. Never a good day. So that's what it means. So now they're being struck with these tumors. COVID, whatever. Disease, whatever. But Ashdod and all of its territory, and when the men of Ashdod saw what was happening, they said, look at this. The ark of God of Israel must not remain with us because the hand is harsh towards us and Dagon, our God. Look at our God. We got super glue and we put him all back together, but you still see the cracks all up in him and it's horrible. Like this whole God thing was not good for our God because our God goes, that system, the world system will be broken. I got news for you. The Bible says in the last days, perilous times would come. Times hard to deal with. So there'd be wars, rumors of wars. But here's the line he said for us. He said, see to it that your heart is not troubled. I want everybody to shout that with me. See to it that your heart is not troubled. One more time. All campuses, what?
See to it that your heart is not troubled.
So you got one job. What is that job? To
see to it that your heart is not troubled.
You almost need to get a tattoo that says, see to it. Because you're going to see CNN. Well, we got a situation in the Situation Room right now. And just so you know, give me my Bible real quick. They handed this to me. Were you taking a picture of me? That was so nice of you. I just looked down and you were taking a picture. Somebody handed me this a minute ago. Here's the list of the COVID-19. The top place not to go. Church. The government said, don't you go to church. Now, Disney's open. And I'm fine for Disney. And it's awesome. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. After all, it's a small, small world. I've been seeing that stupid show for 150 years. I live in Florida and I really don't care. Go to Disney all you want, but make sure you're here because God's coming back and it is a small world and you need to get your butt in church. But the government said in California, my buddies that pastor church in California, the governor said you will be locked up, put in jail if you allow them to sing in church. So today, my friends in California, in the United States of America, cannot sing in church today. So you know what I told him I would do? If I was in California, I would go, I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm free. His eye is on. I love you guys. The sparrow And I know he watches. My dad went to Vietnam. We fought in this country. This is a free country. In God we trust. Come lock me up if you want to, but we paid for this building. We own our churches. God bless America. America has lost its blessed mind. But you can go to the casino. It's on a lower area. Touch the knobs. Touch the cards. Roll the dice. Don't you go to church. The boogeyman gonna get you. Why are you afraid of the church? They're afraid of the church because God and the power of God unleashed, keeps sanity in the church. When they took God out of school, they put condoms and metal detectors in. And now they can't even have school. You can't take God out of the equation. The only way we make it is God. Jesus is his name. I want to say it again. Jesus is his name. I'm all for science, but I'm for Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Did you hear me? Going to the beach, that's five. That's not bad. You can go to the shopping mall, that's fine. It's only half as bad as church. I just wanted you guys to know that. Like I said, verse 7, it said, the ark of God must not remain with us. We got to get rid of this church thing. It's these loud-mouthed, rebellious preachers control the minds of people. We got to control them with our news media. I'm not talking about CNN alone. I'm not talking about Fox alone. I'm going for Republicans and Democrats equally. I'm telling you, everybody needs to turn off the negative news and turn on the good news. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. Come on, somebody. He restores my soul and leadeth me in the path of righteousness by his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of COVID, I will not fear, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let them take this list where they want it. But I don't trust in anything but God, who is that said he will never leave me nor forsake me. He said with long life he would satisfy me and show me his salvation. Psalms 107:20 says he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. That's what I believe. We were called for this. Come on. You need to get up in the ring today and say, I'm taking my life back. I'm taking my mind back. I'm taking it back. Take 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 it back. Man, I don't even know what time it is. Ain't no clock up in there, but don't let me get in trouble. I got to go somewhere else to preach. I got 11 minutes left. Oh, I got all kinds of time. Now, check it out. All right. Man, so many scriptures. I want to make sure I get to the right ones. I think for the sake of time, I want to go to the end where of verse 11 says, so they sent and they gathered all the lords together, the Philistines. They brought in Fauci. They brought in Hillary. They brought in Trump. They brought in everybody. They said, what the heck are we going to do? And they said, let it go back. Let the ark go back. Let it go back into its place. This is the month, I speak to you prophetically, July, where you can go back if you want to. So now they said, okay, we need to do something. So chapter 6 says, now the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines, and 7 months it was there. Seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When God gave me this word last week, this wasn't a sermon, it was a word. He said, preach it now. And I didn't know till yesterday when I saw that it was there 7 months. And God said, what month is it? You shout it to me. What month is it? July, the 7th month. There's something prophetic about seven. Seven is a sign of perfection. Seven is a supernatural number. But also in this context, God is saying prophetically to us right now, God is getting ready to bring the church back, bring the ark back, bring your mind back, bring your health back, bring, you got to get it back. When are things going back to normal? When you put on your gloves and go, today, homie, that's when it's about to go back, right now. You just got to have that look in your eye. Anybody ever seen that with your mom or dad and they got that look in their eye and you're like, I'm about to get my butt beat? Raise your hand. How many ever been whipped? Raise your hand. Those of you who didn't raise your hand, I know what your problem is. Okay, so I got you now. I got you. No, I didn't mean it. Yes, I did. So they said, what will we do with the ark of God? Tell us how we should send it back. Let's put it on the screen for the survey. Tell us how we should send it back. We don't know what to do. We stole it. But we want to put it back. So they said, here's what all the people said of the officials. They said, well, if we send the Ark of God back to Israel, don't send it back empty. Send it back with a trespass offering. So in other words, what God was saying is, you took me from my people, and now my people have suffered 7 months without me, and you're not going to just bring me back in here. You're bringing me back in with a trespass offering. In other words, this is where the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. This is where God transfers wealth. This is where God transfers systems. This is where you can transfer from the system of this world into the system of the Word and say, I will not participate in that system. Amen. Follow me? So he said, we'll send it back. So if you continue to read, and you can, it says, so they didn't know what to do. So they said, well, we got lots of gold. They said, well, we have these tumors. So we don't want any tumors anymore. So what if we make like 10-pound tumors out of gold? So they did. And what if we made like 10-pound rats because they were inundated with rats because that curse was on them, running everywhere. And I don't know if you ever seen big rats like in New York City. They're the size of cats. And so they made these huge rats out of gold. And so now when the Ark of God comes back to God's people, it's got big, huge tumors, but it's money. Big, huge gold rats, but it's money. And there was a huge transference from the world in the evil system into the kingdom of God. Now, what's that look like in real life? Next weekend, I wouldn't miss it because I'm going to tell you stories about people during COVID at our church, at your church, that have had crazy things happen. One guy, his company was given $3 million to pay his employees during COVID. He didn't really need it because he's a good businessman, but he kept it and he paid his employees, but then he has all the surplus of money. So he was actually able to go over to the equipment that he was leasing and talk to them and say, do you guys want me to buy this stuff? And they said, we could sure use the money right now. And he bought all the equipment at 10 cents on a dollar. Then when that started happening, he realized, now I don't have to pay those big lease payments and I own the own gear. Then somebody heard how good he was doing, another business that was failing. And they came in and said, would you buy our business? And so he said, yeah, but I'm going to need your jet airplane as a sweet kiss on the way out. And so he sent me a video 2 weeks ago saying, I'm a believe I can fly during COVID. There's a woman right now at our Weldon Spring campus. She's there as we speak right this very moment. You know who you are. And her testimony, they're going to share it. During COVID, she started a business in her basement, outgrew it, shipping it around the country. It went into her garage. It went into her living room. It went into her bedroom. And now they went into a ship to a big mall because the malls are going out and leased a whole area and manufacturer area during COVID. Another guy at our church in Florida, he's in the trash business. And construction trash, and things got so big. And then the government called and gave him a huge sum of money to pay his staff. Well, you're at the RPC Chapel right now. That building still owed $1 million on that building during that time. This guy had bought that building, Sheldon did. He bought it, spent $2 million making it a church that you're sitting in right now, but still owed $1 million. So 3 weeks ago during COVID, he looked and he had so much money and construction business was so good during COVID. He had an extra $1 million. So he, unbeknownst to me, paid the church off and then invited me to dinner last week. And I'm at dinner and he slides a piece of paper over that's the title deed to the church that you're sitting in right now. I'm here to tell you that somebody ought to shout amen, there is a transference of wealth that can happen if you will get up and say, I'm putting on my gloves. Somebody ought to shout amen. I'm taking my life back. I'm taking my mind back. I've had 7 months of hell, and the devil's trying to tell me that it's not my banner here. But the last time I checked, all debts are canceled. All property's going back to its original owners, and all prisoners are being set free. And on this seventh month, I'm coming out blessed, favored, anointed, healed, a success going somewhere to heaven. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I bless coming in. I bless going out. I bless in the city. I bless in the field. I give you 10 seconds at every church to just praise him like you believe it. Let the devil know you're done. It's over. Finish. We're over. Woo! I feel like Taylor Swift right now. If I was a man, I'd be the man. As we close, a couple things I want you to think about. I want you to think about, I want you to write this down. Think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about. Because sometimes you just be driving down the road. Anybody ever been driving down the road alone and all of a sudden you got mad? Because you were thinking about something that somebody did to you 2 weeks ago and you thought that would have been the perfect thing to say right there. Come on, raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, I'm assuming you're the person that always knows what to say, and you're the person that ticks us off when we're alone in the car. Shame on you. Same people that didn't get their butt whipped. Come on, somebody on that. So now, but you're alone with your thoughts. You're not thinking about what you're thinking about. So I was riding my motorcycle last week. I was driving on the road, just chilling, and I heard the Lord say, you know what people want to hear right now? I said, well, I'd like to know. He said, they don't want to hear all the stuff they're hearing. Amen. Here's what they're tired of hearing. Tired of hearing about the COVID. Tired of hearing about this. They're tired of hearing about the Dems. They're tired of hearing about the Republicans. They're tired of hearing about, because everybody's got all this stuff they're talking about. And everybody's talking about the same thing. Why? Because that's all we're hearing. He said, if you want to win, watch this. Go to church and don't talk about that. Talk about this. And why don't you get up and talk about this? And when you talk about this, for 30 minutes, people will have freedom and they'll go, oxygen, laughter, normalcy. And for 30 minutes, and they'll leave. And 4 hours later, they go, man, I feel like crap again. What was the last time I felt good? I was with the guy with the skinny pants on and didn't have any socks on. And I was laughing. I was having a good time. And he had a Bible in his hand. So you know what I need to do? I need to download the Faith Church app and hear it again. And then I'll get on there and tell you again. Oh, I tell you what, you're blessed, you're favored, you're anointed, you're qualified. You were built for this. You're exactly the color you're supposed to be. You're the age you're supposed to be. You're where you're supposed to be. And if you'll just enjoy right now, it'll be the best time ever. And you can even go to Disney. Because I bet ain't nobody in line. Put your mask on. Hand sanitize the crap out of yourself. And get on. Let's all sing it together. It's a small. Come on, class. That's beautiful. You all, you can go home and say, we went to Disney World. Enjoy. And always know that God is not only in control, he's waiting for you to take control. Which God, why isn't God doing something like this? I want to see a victory. And God's like, well, you're not going to see it on that network. See your victory right now. Believe you receive your preferred future. All these churches that, you got to think, 16 years ago, none of this existed. I was just some dude in Fenton who had a dream to try to sell a happy, fun Jesus. And I'm not pointing the finger at you this way. You're going to hell. Pointing the finger at you this way. And all this came about by telling people the good news that Jesus loves you. Red, yellow, black and white, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, Pentecostal, charismaniac, all of them. And so we just built this fun organism called Faith Church. This global, one of the greatest churches in the world. So the only way that you're going to see a victory today is to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get out your gloves and say, you know what? On the seventh month, July is when I entered into my year. And the devil might have sold 7 months, but he's not stealing the rest of it because I'm going to see a victory.
Thank you so much for listening today. And I want to encourage you to share this podcast. And here's the reason why. You know, a lot of times we see our friends and they don't tell us what's really going on. You go, hey, Bob, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. But deep down in their soul, something's going on. And I believe today there were certain things that was said that perhaps would help your friends. So now that you've subscribed, why don't you just text them? Let them know about this resource that's available. Of course, you can check out more sermons at faithchurch.com. And I love praying for you, trying to encourage you in the best way that I can. And I think the best thing we can do is to encourage one another by sharing these podcasts.